other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They're in there telling jokes during the break over the microphone to me. Jaron Nyhart is a local comedian. He's even been on Comedy Central with, who's the famous baseball player he did a bit with?
TMZ.
Yeah, Canseco. Anyways, we ought to play that video on the show, but I don't want to get into too much fun stuff, but it is kind of gallows humor, as they say. But I was making my stupid jokes about how we got T-shirts about the Texas Revolutionary War when the Mexican government tried to come confiscate the guns, and they said, come and take it. We got one with an AK-47 instead of a cannon on it that we just posted today. And I was making jokes about, well, you know, those evil people wouldn't turn their guns in, according to all these federal documents and training manuals that are coming out. Gun owners, those buying ammo, veterans, patriots, or terrorists, the number one threat to the government. I said, I guess today they would call the Alamo the Al-Qaeda-mo. But because that's what they've done. They set up the police state claiming it was for Al-Qaeda, the whole time setting it up for the American people, the whole architecture of it. We warned you, now it's public. But Jaron had the funniest joke ever. Jaron, why don't you come in here and get on this mic? Because I don't want to steal your joke. It's very funny. They were talking about, I was joking around saying we're going to set up an Infowars.com dating site, but more like a meetup is what we're talking about, but there may be a dating function. That's down the road. Maybe PrisonPlanet.tv. You might as well, you know, have some dating, some stuff going on in the Prison Planet. He was saying you ought to have a workout tape. Actually, who's in there? Paul Hartman was saying it could be like a Brzezinski on a punching bag, and I'm punching it, which would be pretty silly. That'd be a funny skit to do, not actually make an exercise tape. But you had one better. This is the ultimate patriot workout where we would never stop jogging. Tell folks.
Yeah, you'd be jogging, and you have a little hat with a big stick in front of you, picture of Obama with all your guns in his hand, and you're just running after him, chasing, grabbing at him, and playing on the entire mile. Motivation, the old carrot on the stick.
Exactly. No, that's a good idea. People used to really do that with, like, donkeys and stuff. Just, you know, because they're jackasses and won't do what they're told. You know, our symbol, except the Democrats have it, really should be a jackass, because the patriots, we're stubborn. We're not going along with this. Hi, Hart, how you been doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. You having fun in there with Hoosh?
Fighting the info war.
Hey, how would you like to take some Gardasil shots?
Yeah, as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I saw a commercial. They're good for me. Right? Boys and girls?
Well, that's their perfect demographic, is the little teeny boppers watching that. And I guess Merck wants to help them.
Yeah, nice people.
Kind of like Bayer with the HIV and all the shots, admittedly. I mean, they want to help little girls.
Why not?
Because, I mean, they wouldn't hurt them. They wouldn't.
No. It's not the deal.
Jaron, these are nice people.
Yeah, I mean, it's on American Idol. It's a good show. Who's winning?
Who is
Kelly
winning?
Clarkson.
Who's? Did you watch that last night?
I think Lil is winning. There's a lady, or a young girl, mother of three. Her name is Lil. L-I-A.
Good. Well, that's what's important. Not that the bankers have totally taken over everything. By the way, I have clips of mainstream news admitting in the U.S. that we have an oligarchy of bankers ruling us. They're just openly, soon they'll be wearing crowns, and it'll be Lord Rothschild and Duke Rockefeller, kneel. And the whole country will go, kneel. And then he'll come out and say, I, Lord Rothschild, protect you from the evil carbon dioxide. If you do not pay me tribute, the carbon dioxide will kill you. They'll go, hail, ruler, hail, hail, ruler, hail. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, we got the video queued up, Prison Planet TV. As soon as we go live.
Absolutely. You know, we could go live in the next segment. Oh, my God. You know, folks, just being around Jaron, he's
good radio.
He's a funny guy. Just in person, he's a funny guy. All right, we're going to come back and blitz through calls, I promise. I'm out of control. 1-800-259-9231. This is gallows humor, though. I can't help it. And we will also, there's just so much news, wide open phones, everything. The Iranians just called up. They want me to go on International Press TV today. I think it's too short a notice. I may not do it. All right, we'll be right back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jeff in Texas, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, I had a local Enviro update right in your backyard. This is from the Statesman on Monday. It's about the Austin Climate Protection Program. It says, Jake Stewart, former soldier, sees his work as a security issue. And it talks about a former soldier who was in intelligence working with special forces. Who's heading this program with nine employees and an $800,000 budget. Some of the employees are veterans, and it says, after his stint in the military, it says, now he's out in front of another enterprise, one he sees as related to the intelligence work he did for the military.
Yeah, they are putting CIA and military intelligence in everything in local government. It's all over the news. Every major department's having intelligence officers from the Army put in to spy on the citizens. I don't know about this guy. What's the headline in this creepy article? I want to get it. What's the headline?
Austin Climate Protection Program tries to ramp up its work.
Austin Climate Protection Program.
And that's enough. That'll find it. Yeah. Just
and
that'll
then they
find
let
it.
You know in there that this is an op. And of course, that's why they need military personnel and the local goons, because they admit you're going to get home inspections. They're going to be bossing you around. This is going to be a cult. They're not just going to take your money. under, I mean, the carbon will affect everything. And I'm not joking around with people. What else does this cryptic article say?
Oh, it's got a nice little sheep dip component to it. It says, Stewart dresses like a hipster and sometimes looks like a beach bum, but he's not one to lounge around. And then it goes on to talk about carbon emission reduction.
But it says he sees this as an op, his intelligence op.
He sees this as a security issue. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's going
to have this guy on.
Absolutely. I want him on immediately. And, of course, but he wears the uniform. It's like when they're around the Afghans, they grow beards. You know, if they're with the indigenous population, you see, if they control energy, this is military. That's what I've said. It is a military attack on the people to control the energy and list the key component in the carbon cycle as toxic waste. And I do have the chilling article now in front of me. Austin Climate Protection Program tries to ramp up its work. Jake Stewart, former soldier, sees the work as a security issue, is the headline. And this is the Austin American Statesman on a book show.
He's an Aggie, so he may know Gates personally.
Well, I mean, they're openly taking over all the major universities with former CIA deputy directors, NSA deputy directors. I mean, it's just, this is the takeover and controlling all energy and output. They're already brainwashing the kids, teaching them to come home and boss their parents around. Did you see that New York Times article where the kids boss the parents around and tell them they're climate criminals, and the New York Times said it was wonderful?
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, I just thought I'd let you know this guy's right in your backyard.
Well, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate the call. Yeah, we'll get this up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on a bookshelf in Jake Stewart's dimly lit. See, he doesn't want to use energy. He's learning to be a feudal slave. Oh, I'm bad. Oh, I've got to be controlled. Oh, I've got to be anal retentive and neurotic. Oh, I've got to have, you know, these mercury bulbs everywhere that are so deadly. Oh, my God, give everybody headaches. On a bookshelf in Jake Stewart's dimly lit Austin Energy office leans a framed set of army commendations and epaulets, including a tiny pin that says, always out front. Now he's out front on another enterprise. Ooh, I bet this guy's a spook. You know they're putting them in all your communities everywhere. Now he's out. Remember Jesse Ventura, first day as governor? They go, they want to see you in downstairs. Who? You'll see. They're like, hey, we're the boss. 25 CIA operatives. He said, what are your names? We don't tell you our names. We run things now. And he said, you know what? I'm out of here. You don't run anything. But that's how it works. They're all over making sure everything works real well in your community. Now he's out front of another enterprise, one he sees as related to intelligence work he did for the military, working on local energy security to tap down Austin's energy consumption. Oh, he's going to. It's intelligence operation. Even letting you know, see? Stewart, 34, manages the Austin Climate Protection Program. Oh, yes, because they're going to save us while the jets spray us above, which is charged with figuring out. See, you guys keep thinking I'm joking that they're going to be in your house and bossing you. Already in England, they dig through your bins that you're throwing the right stuff away, arrest you of a little batteries in there, of a toys in the front yard, they arrest you, drop an apple core for a second off your table at a cafe, they arrest you. They're admitting here, they're already knocking on doors, the climate cops, recruiting the kids. They're not running ads for domestic CIA on radio and TV for nothing. But it's like, I'm here to control you. See, Stalin went into the Eastern Bloc and cut off their energy supplies as a part of control. But now it's, oh, hi, I'm here from Black Ops. I'm here to help the Earth. It's my mission. Stewart, 34, manages the Austin Climate Protection Program, which is charged with figuring out diverse ways for the city and residents to cut their power use and carbon emissions. He's going to help me. It's all a giant Jim Jones compound under these people. The program established by the city council in February 2007 has had its hiccups. A website with the online carbon calculator, remember the one they had in Australia teaching kids how to kill themselves that the government put out on ABC News, Australia, saying that the climate was bad and showing kids they could calculate their carbon footprint on an average age of 14, it was time for them to commit suicide. Oh, yes. Oh, the black op commanders will help you. A website. This is the future eugenics sicko cult. This is a cult, ladies. This is a eugenics war attack. You think I'm joking? You'll see. A website with the online carbon calculator to help Austinites measure their energy consumption so they can reduce it and save money, and a social networking component so they can communicate, yet grow their cancer, with like-minded neighbors has yet to materialize because nobody supports you. And I'm here fighting you, and we're winning, and we're beating you. And, folks, if they strike me down, just make sure 10 more of you fill my place because it's an honor to fight these people. That is the late attempt to promote climate protection in the community. A deadline for the report on meeting city targets was missed last year, but now they've got a CIA officer in there to get the job done. The city budget, $805,864 this year for the Committee Protection Program, the Climate Protection Program, the Tyranny Protection Program, it's green tyranny, that includes pay for 9 full and part-time employees, both young talents and sprinkling of veterans. Oh, veterans! This is their total program. City officials say the program will save money in the long run by determining ways to cut overall energy use. The program aims to reduce carbon emissions, which scientists link to global warming, and which Stewart says will get pricier if the federal government begins regulating them. As part of a broad strategy, the state investments in energy efficiency programs, such as subsidizing home insulation upgrades to avoid having to pay more electricity and build more electricity plants. Now, see, notice they always mix in reasonable stuff like, oh, we'll help you get some insulation. We'll help you. See, they always put reasonable stuff in there to make it sound reasonable. Like rat poison is 98% good food. You understand how that works? This is 98% rat poison, though. I'm pleased with some of the programs, disappointed with others of the programs, said Mayor Will Wynn. What a cretin. Who pushed it forward last year with the sponsorship of City Council member Lee Luffingwell and Brewster McCracken, both now mayoral candidates who lie about everything incessantly, I would add. Wynn said he was thrilled, for example, that the city had added to its fleet vehicles, such as plug-in, turn the page, hybrids that don't rely on gasoline. See, sounds reasonable. But disappointed that contracts the city considers hiring are not scored on the environmental policy. See, that's what they really want to do is mafia only their people getting contracts. That's where the, another big scam is. And by the way, this city council's stolen most farms and ranches around town, and they take them and build luxury hotels and houses on them, always claiming it was going to be a preserve. And it just goes on to talk about at Texas A&M University, where he studied biology, that's where he learned the eugenics, and environmental science, he began Aggie replant. Students planted trees. She again, sounds reasonable. And it goes on to say in 98, he paid off school loans. He scored high military exams. He was sent to Defense Language Institute, where he studied Russian and Chinese and became an intelligence specialist working with U.S. Army Special Forces. See, I hadn't even read the article yet, and I told you he was in intel. Because I know. I mean, it's... Man, if I had a bigger crew, I'd go down to his office and confront him with cameras. One time, I was on 93.7 on their morning show. I'm going to go to your calls after the break, but the caller brought up a key issue. And before I go on the show, there's this former Army captain in there with a book about how great Afghanistan is and everything. And I, on air, I was about to go on, but I started blurting out while I was sitting there by the microphone on air. I said, hey, what about the Ithaca Journal and Gruckheimer saying that they go in and kill everybody in the villages? He just looked at me and smiled and... Then during the break, he was just looking at me, and he just said, yeah, I'm intel. Yeah, I'm running an op. What's the big deal? Because I was on air. I was going, you're running an op right here in town. You're running a psyop. You're still in the military, aren't you? I said, I see your publishers connected to the government. And just during the break, he just turned to me. He was just, you're going to lose, and just walked out. That's kind of like whenever I had Thomas Barnett, Naval War College, who gets up and gives these C-SPAN things about, we work for Madison Avenue, Wall Street, New World Order, global government, military works for this, we're going into global government. And he was going to come on the show. He set him up, and he found out who I was. And John Harmon was saying, he refuses to come on. He refuses to, the guy running the show in Genesis. So I called him up at home, and I said, come on. He goes, no, I know who you are now, never. And I said, listen, we're going to beat your world government. He goes, keep on dreaming. We are going to dominate you. And they're just like, yeah. And I mean, that's how real they are. Just, yeah, we're going to beat you, buddy. We're New World Order's going to win. And I'm like, no, we're going to beat you. And he's like, yeah, you just keep on dreaming, Jones. And slam the phone down. That's how real they are. And their intelligence ops are all around us, running their ops, running their narcotics into our towns. It's theirs. And these guys that join the military, they know it's big payoffs. Be right back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Ira Haynes, Ira Haynes, call him drunken Ira Haynes, he will answer
any. Do you have any idea how illegal it is that they've got military taking over the police departments and everything else in every town and city? I mean, you know how illegal that is? They admit they got CIA and the fusion centers, the threat integration centers everywhere. They're doing this big drill for FEMA to take over the U.S. with foreign troops, mainstream news. This is the hellish system we live in. And they got all these well-meaning cult members that carry it out for them. Thank you, Jeff, for that amazing call, because this is why I like taking calls, because it brings up all these issues. George in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. The main thing I wanted to bring up was my brother was a wounded veteran in Iraq and also a gun owner. And the other day, he came home, and there was a guy sitting outside with a PDA that said property of U.S. government. And he asked him, you know, what are you doing? He said, I'm with the census. He wouldn't show him any ID, and he only stood in front of my brother's house when he left.
They're going around. Look, Bill Clinton, the last thing he did was list over 100,000 veterans who had PTSD that they couldn't own guns, even though that there was no law saying that. Mm-hmm. And then we keep telling vets and police and everybody else, you think you're part of the New World Order. You're the real target. And now we have the secret federal documents that we released, a whole bunch of them, and that others have gotten, stating that police and military and gun owners and others are the number one threat to the government, you know, that don't go along with the program. And so, yes, they're GPS marking where the veterans live. And this is not a game, folks. So what did he say to this piece of garbage?
What did he say? He said, I'm with the census. He wouldn't answer anything else. He didn't have any ID. My uncle's actually a police commander in Illinois, and he said that they're all supposed to wear an ID around their neck, you know? And the guy wouldn't show ID and didn't say anything else besides I'm with the census. And then he drove off.
The big thing is they also will come across gates, come onto people's land. And there were cases where they even come in houses and beat people up. Don't believe me? Google it from the last census. But see, they only have a census, for those that don't know, to apportion how many state representatives your state gets. So all it is how many people are there. That's all they can ask. But they send you a form saying you'll be arrested if you don't do this. But you notice it's got a line under it for only the first question. It's only for that part. It's a contract trick. You don't have to answer the rest of it. But go ahead.
Well, the other thing I wanted to bring up was, I'm sure you're aware of it, the Mothers Act. This thing where they have to do a questionnaire after the baby's born, and it's a questionnaire.
Yes, you must answer the questionnaire, and they say they want to put all mothers on Prozac, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And all mothers are mentally ill. It says all mothers are depressed and need drugs. I know, it's just insane. You can't make this stuff up. Go ahead.
Well, the other thing I wanted to say is just we've been copying the Obama deception endgame and putting them in everyone's mailboxes in our town. And the thing I wanted to say was there's a really good Megadeth song. If you're looking for songs to go between segments, it's called New World Order. It's actually not on any album, but just thought I'd throw that out there.
Megadeth?
Yeah, it's a song called New World Order. Or since you guys are in Texas, I'm a big Pantera fan. Revolution is my name. That's a good.
We've actually had Dave Mustaine on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really cool, man. I didn't know that. Do you have the date so I can check it on YouTube?
If you just Google Dave Mustaine on Alex Jones, you'll find it.
Oh, that's really cool. All right.
Absolutely, my friend.
And just everyone listening, man, you know, get a copy of the movie and just start copying it and hand it out to people. I was the first couple of times I handed it to people, you know, thinking, you know, they're going to attack me or start yelling at me. And people are really receptive when you approach them level headed and say, look, you know, how much of your 401k is left? Watch this movie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, folks are waking up now, but I don't think they're waking up to just how bad it really is.
You got to prepare.
Well, I keep repeating this like a parrot, but it's true. People have to understand tyranny is what happens almost in every case in history. Horrible bondage, control, corrupt groups of criminals get together, take over societies, have a bunch of baloney reasons they're doing what they're doing to sell the public. And then when the public finally wakes up, they just use the iron fist to carry it out. And that's what's happening right now. And this green revolution has nothing to do with the environment. It's about micromanaging and controlling every facet of your life. So I appreciate your call. Okay, Lenny, Scott, Warren, Ronnie, others, your calls are straight ahead. Judge Napolitano is scheduled later, but I'm supposed to go on Iranian TV, so I think Burmese may be sitting in with him when that happens. Because I don't want to turn down talking to those folks. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls and a ton of news. Stay with me, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid, even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid. Some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. Let's continue with your phone calls here. Lenny in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing? How's...
Good.
I was watching C-SPAN 2 yesterday at 3:10 p.m. when a Republican senator got on attacking big government, mentioning the Federal Reserve printing all this money, attacking the left-right paradigm, and he also says that everybody that went to Tea parties were regarded as terrorists.
You mean he was exposing that, or was he saying...
Oh, no. He was exposing it, and then the Democrat got on after him and pretty much like defended the left, even though he was saying that it wasn't about the left or right. It was just about big government. And you should check it out. 3:10 p.m. yesterday, Eastern time.
Well, they've got to make it about the left right. What was the name of the senator?
I don't know. He's a Republican senator. He was on at 3:10 Eastern time yesterday. I'm trying to find it right now, but I can't online.
Well, they're desperate to keep us divided. They don't want whites to feel comfortable around blacks and Hispanics. They don't want blacks and Hispanics to feel comfortable around whites. Everything they do is about divide and conquer, and it's a simple game so the thieves can sit up there robbing us and stealing. And the scary part is how they're putting CIA, Army, and Marines in all the police departments and other city agencies I mean, the coup is happening right now. They are taking everything over. And it's funny to them. They'll just sit there right in your face and laugh at you. They're into being slave masters. They enjoy the power trip of being part of government. They're social climbers. They think, what gets me the most power? Selling out? I'm doing it. They don't even think about it. And to those of us that aren't parasites or scum, it's just so shocking to realize there are these people. But they're there. And they got to be met with force, ladies and gentlemen. That means confronting them, rebuking them, exposing them. And then when they try to parasite and suck your substance out, you know, you got to resist them. So I appreciate your call. Anything else?
No, thank you, sir. Thank you for all your work.
God bless you, Lenny. Thank you. Scott in Illinois. Scott, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon, Alex. Hi, on CNN, they had a thing about the environmental police, saying how the environmental police are for the whale. They said there's a whale that comes into New York Harbor once a month or something. There's a whale, and they're there to protect the whales.
Yeah, they always introduce it with something that sounds reasonable, and then it's literal control freaks at your door demanding an inspection.
That's the second part. The second part, they said, oh, this is the part the officers hate to do, and they show them harassing somebody in a truck with something they put up through his exhaust pipe, and hand them a ticket saying, oh, there's something wrong with your engine. You have to go get it fixed. Here you go. So it's just a way to eliminate the little guy.
And then, well, that's also just to train you to have secret police. It's training you to be used to cops talking to you, cops lining you up. That's what the airport training is. Take your shoes off. Be a slave. Answer questions. This is what everything's going to be like.
Exactly. And they also, on another point, they had another video out of press being harassed by the police. There was some accident on I-10.
We're gonna play it next hour.
Yeah,
ABC News, just 50 yards away trying to video. Cop comes up and just goes, this is the freedom you got. Hi-ya! And so that's how it works, my friend.
Get us ready for.
Go ahead.
Anything else? And the only other one was they also had a story this morning about the banks, how they're raising the interest rates, and they say it's because their costs are going up, but yet they're reporting $40 billion in profit, but you're raising your rates because the cost is going up.
Like, of course they're making profits off the trillions they've been given.
Yeah, like the profits are falling out the sky, and that money that you gave them is just for their cost.
No,
that,
see,
that doesn't go into that profit.
They were given the money by the globalists not to loan. They said, look, don't loan. They said, but we need to make money. I said, don't worry.
Hoard all the cash.
They want to shut the economy down, but they even need the smaller banks to not loan to do that. So they say, here's the money, don't loan. You're being paid off not to loan. Just keep the money for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So that everything falls apart. You understand?
That's exactly what they're doing. I so much see it coming. It's like, wow. I'm like when you say that, when that voice in the back of your head starts screaming at you, get out, get out, get out. Man, that's something that's got a bullhorn in my ear.
Well, Scott, listen, just drink some more fluoride, you know, and just love the government, and it's going to be great. They're here to help us. Come on, Scott.
Man, have a good day, Alex.
Take care, Scott. What an extremist. I mean, everything's fine. Everything's good. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Thank you, sir. God bless guns. As you know, the Second Amendment keeps on keeping us all free.
Sir, that's Al-Qaeda talk, please.
Well, that's me, I guess, from foreign invasion, keeping us free from federal government enslavement, you know? And just imagine, you know, it's really it gives me joy. Over 100 million gun-toting, freedom-fighting patriots among us now, and nobody here or abroad could even imagine conquering
But see, if we didn't have those guns, all these control freaks who know what's best for us, they could then really crack our heads and really reorganize and re-educate us.
That's the punchline I was trying to get to. You know, they can't even imagine conquering us without disarming us first. Say hello to our very own mirage of a messiah, Barack the gun-grabbing traitor Obama, you know? As a state legislator and state legislator in Illinois, he led the charge to deny all Americans access to any guns.
He's for total gun bans. And then we show his votes, and they say, doesn't exist.
And I'm surprised
they say Obama doesn't exist whenever we criticize him. But then he will exist when they're promoting him. It's like, oh, there he is on TV, but you say you don't like him? Well, he doesn't exist.
Well, yeah, and also, as in the case in England right now, you know, since denying guns to law-abiding citizens in England, the violent crime rate has gone through the roof over there. Well, and now even the Bobbies have to carry guns. First time ever, you know, in hundreds of years, ever. In the hundreds
but now
of years
the Bobbies, but now the Bobbies, like a dog you trained for being, have tasted blood, and they beat that guy to death. They did a fake autopsy. It came out it was fake. They did another one. They beat him to death. He was just delivering newspapers. I mean, come on, man. That guy was causing a problem delivering newspapers, and he's dead now. And it's good the police covered it up. That guy was, I mean, you know, this is freedom, sir.
Guns exist. Hey, well, to pretend otherwise is foolish and irresponsibly provocative, I think, about guns. So, you know, it's true some people die from gun violence, but some people die in car wrecks. And it's also true that the potential presence of guns prevents crime every day.
Well, people always say the number one cause of death is cancer and heart attacks, but that's natural causes or unnatural from the vaccines. The biggest cause of death is doctors and prescription drugs. I appreciate your call. So why don't we talk about banning them? Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Warren in Michigan. I know where this is going. Go ahead, Warren.
Hi, Alex. I'm just calling to make a plug for Ellen Hodgson Brown. She's written a bunch of articles that have shown up on Infowars.com. I'm surprised you haven't had her on as a guest. She's got a book called Web of Debt, which is a really well-written book that explains all this banking stuff to simpletons like me.
Oh, there's another Warren always calls in on the same subject. So I thought that was the Warren that was calling him, so I was going to him. But specifically, what does she get into? I think I remember seeing some of her articles.
Well, basically, she takes the position that's similar to Richard C. Cook, that printing money is a natural power of the government, and the governments don't have to borrow from private banks.
No, yeah, of course. But, you know, they killed the presidents that wouldn't go along with the private bankers taking over. So, you know, the president's kind of learned to do what the boss says.
Yeah. She had that Tower of Basel argument article up on your site.
Good
really
story.
Well-written article. And you know, you ought to get her on for an hour or two.
I agree. Great points. Good to hear from you, Warren. Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the air. Okay, Ronnie's not there. David. David in Denver, you're on the air. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I really appreciate what you're doing. I followed politics for a long time. And I went through the whole phase of just pure sadness and not believing where we're at here. You know, I've always suspected something, but.
But you're not upset about body scanners in the airport and checkpoints on the streets and a $12.8 trillion spent in the last few months, more than all presidents before him combined. You're not upset about the million plus dead Iraqis or the president saying torture's okay or warrantless wiretapping. You're not upset about how the standard of living is dropping and folks are losing their jobs and it seems like we have no future. The borders are wide open and we're going bankrupt. You're upset because you're racist and don't like the Arab president.
Oh, I know. And I mean, what I finally
realized
was... That's
why you're a racist. It's real simple.
Well, we have to, you know, the term liberal is a very kind term. And I think we need to start calling it like it is. These are not liberals. I mean, they may think they're
blood-sucking,
progressive liberals.
Stalinistic parasite control freaks who love ruling over people. Look, if you can't produce something and you're a nobody but you want power, that's what a liberal is. I mean, the mainline liberals in power are parasites that want to steal what you got. And that's it, a bunch of smooth-talking crooks, and they got the, quote, right-wingers, who are a bunch of warmongering crooks that they work with, and that's the end of it. They're a bunch of blood-sucking crooks. It's real simple.
And I think, you know, we have to wake these people up. You know, some of the things they tout and they use against us are something that, you know, things that you could actually believe in. But I think...
Hey, look, these blood-sucking mainline liberals, they're all getting their cancer injections. When they're all dying deader than a hammer, their kids are, they're dying, they'll know I'm right. It doesn't matter. We're too far along the eugenics wars right now. We're deep into this. We're under attack. And so I don't care what the scum thinks. They're going to wake up down the road. Go ahead.
Well, and before I hang up, I want to ask you, you know, a lot of people talk about this, and I know you don't like Beck. I like him for the fact that he's actually waking people up. He may not be who I think he is, but while he's serving a purpose, I think that's great. But my question is this. I don't see hardly anyone out there with any solutions. I mean, the only thing I see, and I finally decided, you know what, I'm tired of talking to people that won't wake up. I decided to make my own website and just post videos and show stuff coming right out of these people's mouths and who they are.
Yes, we got
to
take.
I want to know what we need to do. I think seceding is about the only thing we can do. I mean, and as I mean, is there any?
All right, well, I appreciate your call, sir. I appreciate your call. Look, the reason I've gone after Beck and not Limbaugh or Hannity or any of them is because, oh, by the way, I forgot. Guys, will you send up to the network so when we go live on PrisonPlanet.tv, we can play it? Alan Keyes has now come out and said he believes Obama's going to stage a terror attack and declare martial law. And now Michael Savage has now come out and said that. So people are really starting to get it. Sir, you ask what a solution is. And the reason the politicians stay in power is they've always got some easy, silver bullet, made-up thing that'll fix it all. And this is a process. It's of 6.5 million people, complex world with all these continents, all these languages, all these cultures. It isn't one thing. It's a philosophy of liberty. And so it's awakening the people, a culture of liberty, being involved, being armed with information and the Second Amendment, not being cowards, just saying no to the airports and no to the checkpoints and no to all of this. I'm not your slave. And you know, decriminalizing drugs. You want to end a lot of this quickly, you decriminalize them. The globalists were the drug dealers. They made the drugs illegal to jack up prices. They lost their opium and cocaine monopolies in the 1920s, and they were about to lose their prohibition in the 1930s of alcohol, and they said, we got to have something new for a black market. That's on record, man. The drug dealers made drugs illegal. Comprende? Who do you think likes drugs being illegal? The drug dealers. People running our country. They're criminals. So you want solutions? There's one. The state's right, state sovereignty. You don't have to just secede. The states declare sovereignty and then get the federal government under control. So, I mean, what did the bankers do when they gave us the 1913 private Federal Reserve takeover? They gave us an income tax and took the senators away from the states. The state legislatures that we elect, they voted and appointed the senators. You get that back. But it's too dangerous to go into a constitutional convention if they could rewrite everything when we tried to go back to what we had. They guaranteed would go into more tyranny. But you point that out, you educate the public, you get involved. I don't want to talk about Glenn Beck anymore. Other than the fact he's leading some people astray. This is the guy who was reading out of federal documents. I said a year and a half ago, I said, that is a federal talking point. Right? And you now see the federal documents saying gun owners, patriots are terrorists, number one threat. Ron Paul people are a threat. I told you that was a talking point because I saw it on every channel. And Beck was leading the charge saying we need to use the army against these Ron Paul supporters. These are enemies of the Republic. They're dangerous. And he knew what he was doing when he did that. Now, they couldn't beat us, and they know we're taking over. We're taking the Republic back one mind at a time. And so they're trying. They can't beat us. They're trying to join us and literally co-op what we're doing. So now he comes out, oh, the New World Order's real. All the global government's real. I believe the camps are real. I'm going to expose it. And I said, he's not going to expose it. He's going to say they're fake. And they said, shut up, Alice. He says they're real. And I said, watch and learn. I know what I'm talking about. This is all I do. I'm not whining, but I haven't even eaten today. And I've been up since early this morning because I just work all the time. Now, this is all I do. During the breaks, I'm doing other radio shows, doing quick, you know, pop-ems on AM and FMs. And I'm doing it because I want to defeat these enemies. And Glenn Beck is part of a PSYOP, period. And then he came out and said the camps weren't real. But there are good camps, he said, for our safety. I know their mind. So, yes, he is waking up a lot of people only because we are already doing it, and they've got to be there so that when folks wake up, they get captured. Because Fox News can play the part of the anti-establishment now because they're, quote, out of power. They're tag-teaming us. So, it's very elementary. It's very, very simple. I mean, it really is. Okay, I'm going to cover the bird flu stuff when we come back. I got to get to that. Swine flu, tying it all in. This is a key report coming up I'm going to do. Then more of your phone calls. David, Corey, Steve, Rick, and others. Before I go any further, though, I want to tell you about eFoods Direct, the wonderful folks at the J. Michael Stevens Group. You know, with all the uncertainty and big talk by the IMF and World Bank of depression and all the craziness that's going on, we need to be self-sufficient, those of us that know what's going on especially. I've said it a million times, 90% of people were self-sufficient in the Great Depression, and 7 million starved to death. Some numbers say 12 million, but 7 million is conservative. Now we're 90% that are dependent and aren't living on farms. You need to be prepared as an insurance policy. I'm not saying there's going to be food shortages or hyperinflation, though the evidence shows that. I'm just saying there's a good chance you need to be prepared. eFoods Direct, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633. This is a storable foods company I believe in. This is who I get my storable foods from, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. And I'm a maniac, folks. I'm a freedom lover. I know what I'm facing. I know an enemy when I see it. And I'm just like a guard dog. Starts barking and yelling, and my fur's all puffed up, and I'm ready to rock and roll. I mean, I know what these bastards are. I studied history. I know they're putting regular army into every position of power in cities and counties everywhere. I mean, they mean business.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Okay, you can see the pattern here. Go to the Encyclopedia Britannica and read all this information. Wikipedia basically just copied what they have, but you can't ever trust Wikipedia. They had the swine flu epidemic, also known as the Spanish flu, that killed millions and millions of people, and it started on a U.S. military base in the United States. That's Mainline History, Encyclopedia Britannica. course, the evidence is that was a bioweapons test. Killed tens of millions worldwide. Historians argue 35 million to 60 million. Let's just say 40 million people. And then again, in 1976, it popped up again on a military base. February 5th, 1976, an Army recruit at Fort Dix said he felt tired and weak. He died the next day, and four of his fellow soldiers were later hospitalized. And I've confirmed they've done thousands of tests on troops killing them. That's all declassified. So they just never stop. This is the sickos that run everything, and they find plenty of people that want to go work for them and be killed by them or kill other people. It's just all part of a sick culture. Well, they test you. If you're a psycho, they recruit you to higher levels. If you're not, you end up, you know, working on helicopters. 2 weeks after his death, health officials announced that swine flu was the cause of death, and the strain of flu appeared to be closely related to the strain involved in the 1918 flu pandemic. Alarmed public health officials decided to take action to head off another major pandemic, and they urged every person in the United States to be vaccinated for the disease. President Gerald Ford was confronted with a potential swine flu pandemic. Of course, they just so happened to have the massive vaccine already produced. I mean, how staged is that? The vaccination program was plagued by delays and public relations problems, but about 24% of the population was vaccinated at the time the program was scheduled. Now, tens of thousands died, folks, if you do the real research, but this source is here. The University of Illinois at Springfield, uis.edu/health-services/immunization/flu-vaccine.htm. You can go read it there. It gets into, says evidence, enough evidence suggests that about 500 cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome resulting in death from severe pulmonary complications. That's what the HPV does. They just start bleeding everywhere and they go, oh, it's not the shot, honey. We got a nice coffin for you now. And it's all just covered up. There's all these people dying. It's no big deal. And they test how to sell it, how many they can get away with without it breaking into the news, how much we'll put up with. They're like, God, these slaves will put up with anything. Hit them hard. They're like, aye, aye, Captain. Launch Operation Eugenics. There is enough evidence to suggest about 500 cases. What a whitewash of Guillain-Barré syndrome resulting in death from severe pulmonary complications. And it goes on in the vaccine reaction. Other influenza vaccines have not been linked to Guillain-Barré. What a lie. So you got all the lies in here. That said, why it's popped up again. Where is that in my stack? I just had that. Oh, here it is. I also have the Washington Post. You can go read this article admitting how massive the deaths were. Shot in the dark, swine flu vaccine lessons. And it gets into all the people that died when the CDC told the public to take the swine flu shot. So you can go read that there. And then here's the new one. This is out of Reuters. U.S. officials track new strain of flu. A new type of swine flu has infected at least two children in California. And while both have recovered, U.S. health officials said Tuesday they are looking for more cases. They say it's possible the children were infected by other people and not by pigs. We'll tell you about this when we get back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.